Okay. Hello, you listening to this. My name is Akinola. So, basically, I was bored and I just thought I could do like something for fun. So I thought of doing a podcast. I asked my friends to send a few questions in, and they did. So I'm going to start off right away. Okay, the first question, person said, what's your most embarrassing moment you've ever had with a girl you like? Okay, that should be when I was in SS3. Yes. Okay, I liked one girl like that, and I told her, and she was like, she already knows. Because I think everybody in my set, or almost everybody in my set, already knew. Like, when she said it, it was sort of embarrassing for me. Did you pray today? Yes, I pray every day. We do devotion in the morning every day in my house. Are you in a relationship? No, I'm not. I've not been in a relationship for almost 2 years. Yes, almost 2 years. When is your birthday? My birthday is March 28th. Yes, March 28th. I removed it from my bio for some reasons. My full name is Ogunjumo Daniel Akinola. And my most embarrassing experience, hey, was when I was in JS1. I don't know, they said I should disturb class. Sha called me out on my same gym. Then they flogged me. I sha thought I was shining the king, wanted to form bad guy. I went out and now I need to bend down. First two, I was breathing hard. Third one like this, I started scratching. Fourth, scratch. Fifth, then I started crying. Hey, I embarrassed myself. My favorite TV show is Arrow. Yes. But since they've stopped Arrow, it should be 12 Monkeys. My middle name is Akinola, yes. My first name is Daniel. I just prefer using Akinola because it's uncommon. Light or dark skin girls? I don't know. I just prefer anyone that has sense. Goals for the year. This year, I want to finish my ICAN exam. I'm studying accounting, so I just want to finish my ICAN exam before I finish school. Then I also know how to make gift boxes, so I improve on that area. Then I probably graduate this year by God's grace, then get a good job. Money or love, it's tough, very tough. But I might go for money, yes, because money solves almost everything. Body count, one. Your favorite food should be, my favorite food should be pounded yam or fried rice. My favorite ice cream flavor is vanilla, yes, sweet. Will you send me pennies? Why? My goodness, no, I won't. Would you abandon your partner if you're given an option to leave Nigeria for abroad? Obviously, this, it depends on the circumstances surrounding it. Yes, and probably if I trust the person enough, and depends on the time frame before I come back. What would you love as a surprise? Oh, well, new phone for now, like at the moment, a new phone. If you can't get that, you can just maybe buy me food or something smaller. iPhone 12 or a trip to Dubai? A trip to Dubai, yes. I've never been out of this country before. Whiskey, Olamide or Davido? Bonaboy. I'll take Olamide first, then Davido, then Whiskey, then Bonaboy. I like Bonaboy the least because he's always like trying to enter or throw tantrums, I think. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? I'd rather be working in an office, like 9-to-5 type of work, then maybe a good relationship, like God's grace. Should have my apartment, my car, and life should be good, sha. What is your ideal date? Okay, maybe you have a woman, you pay for her dress, you get her the dress, then you go to a place to pick up your car, and you guys come to a private restaurant and have your dinner, then take a few pictures and go back home. You go back and drop her home. Your ideal woman, you're someone that has a nice body shape. Yes, I just saw that, and has common sense. Yes, I'm not too lousy. Yes, we just have common sense, basically. How many kids do you want to have? I think 3 or 4. Yes, 3 or 4. Can you twerk? Oh goodness, I can't. My opinion on premarital sex. Well, my personal opinion on it is, it's not bad, but just like use protection or test yourselves before it, so you won't spread STIs around, or you won't give birth to unwanted babies, yes, or having to abort the babies. Opinion on godfatherism and Nigerian politics. That's ruined Nigeria. Them Tinubu, them Obasanjo. Hey, Obasanjo is the owner of my school. Then Tinubu, then Obasanjo. Them. All those people, they've ruined this country beyond redemption. If there's a protest, this is the last question. Yes. If there is a protest, would you join? It depends on the cause of the protest and the safety of the protests. Yes, no, I don't want to die. Dying for this country is not it at all, because a few weeks they are going to just forget and everything will move on. Like, it's not worth it at all. So guys, I answered like a few questions. Yes, I just hope you guys enjoy it, because I don't know if anything I said here was hilarious or it will be interesting to you guys, but I just hope you enjoy it. Thank you guys for listening. Have a good week and a good remaining part of the year.